Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and I am proud to be your host. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. Well, we are here to shed the light of truth on the lies, to inform you and encourage you and inspire you and hopefully motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. So with that, we will move forward. The voice of the American Redoubt here, and we're advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. 2 Corinthians 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's what we want to preserve. You want to preserve liberty, true lasting liberty. You have to preserve, maintain the spirit of the Lord in your culture. Right. So if they don't want that in the rest of the country, then we will at least try to do that within our communities regionally in the stronghold of conservative values and patriot held territory inside the American Redoubt. So welcome to all of you that are listening. If you're listening on the terrestrial stations, 96.5 FM out of Spokane or AM 630. Also out of Spokane, covering the greater Spokane area and North Idaho and Eastern Washington, the Liberty Broadcasting System, the American Christian Network affiliate. Now, this week is Independence Day week. A lot of you guys are listening, maybe from the campground or from your homes in the backyard, where it's a 4-day weekend. This weekend, right? With the 4th of July landing on Thursday. Now, Thursday, we had an amazing time. It was just probably one of the best 4th of July celebrations that I've had. And it was just a very blessed time. And I was so proud of the speech, and I haven't finished watching all of it. President Trump's speech on the 4th of July. He wanted to have a military parade. They had M1 Abrams tanks and Bradleys and the Blue Angels flyovers, and just it was just really great display of our military might. And of course, the Democrats all been out of shape. One even saying the National Mall is no place for weapons of warfare, and so they're just melting. Just melting over military strength and American exceptionalism, which was the main theme of President Trump's speech. So God bless him for the strength. And it was really, I'll tell you what, I saw so many Trump flags and Trump stickers around this weekend, or, you know, over the last few days, especially the 4th of July. It was really encouraging to see that there is true patriotism still alive in our country. Now, this story that I want to talk about takes us directly into the American Redoubt, the stronghold of conservatives and patriots, and the heart of the American Redoubt. Now, if you read the newspapers from most of the municipalities, the local coverage, you would think that this is just as liberal as Southern California or Massachusetts or Northern Illinois. Pick a place. But their views don't reflect the majority of the views in those areas, although the city councils and the newspapers that put forward propaganda continuously trying to diminish the true strength of the patriots even in the American Redoubt, it doesn't match up. But they would have you believe that we're all left of center And if you are a conservative, you are some type of freak. But it still hasn't sunk into these folks that they are heavily outnumbered. So this story takes us to the Bonner's Ferry Herald in North Idaho, in Boundary County. And here's the headline: New Church Brings Controversy to Area. So what they've done right from the headline is created controversy where it didn't even or may not even have existed before. So what they're trying to tell you is what I'm about to tell you about this person that I'm going to cover is controversial, creating controversy right from the start. Right. That right there is propaganda. This there is no objectivity in this story. So they're talking about this. The Lordship Church, part of the American Redoubt, which boasts free church, supports homeschooling, patriotism, and the literal translation of Bible doctrine. Ooh, that's not good. Literal translations of the of Bible doctrine. Of course, this comes right on the heels of the headlines, New Church Brings Controversy to Area. And then the very first paragraph is American Redoubt, Free Church, Support Homeschooling, Patriotism, and the Literal Translation of Biblical Doctrine. Well, they're talking about Pastor Warren Campbell, a patriot pastor. He leads Lordship Church, which was in Coeur d'Alene, and apparently they've moved to Bonner's Ferry in Boundary County. So immediately he's controversial. And they're trying to head this off at the pass, right from the get-go. And he's basically saying Kootenai County is just becoming so Californicated that he had to move to where he felt like it was still more free and more reflective of the values of Idaho. And it isn't interesting how many people in Eastern Washington and Oregon are saying, we're moving to Idaho. We're just so tired of the communist, leftist, socialist agenda that continues to grind our families up and our businesses up. We're moving to Idaho, right? And so that's why people are moving to Idaho. But then, of course, this evidently a journalist with an agenda writing for the paper up there in Bonner's Ferry establishes a pre-hit piece against this patriot pastor. So what they've done is they've picked some random person out of the community, a nobody apparently. He feels homosexuals should be arrested. He doesn't believe slavery was nearly as ugly as our history claims it was, and he doesn't believe the Holocaust was nearly as devastating human rights wise. But see, he doesn't qualify any of these statements. This is just, and of course, this is coming from said Bonner Ferry resident Craig Kelson. So just a resident, what, some guy off the street who doesn't understand who this pastor is. And so he's regurgitating, sounds to me like he's regurgitating SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, smear slogans, one-liners to try to break down patriots, conservative Christians who actually are effective in making a difference, and that's a threat to them. So they pick some random resident to say that's strange to me that everything we've been taught, he's able to believe that it wasn't what it was. In my opinion, I don't think he has the same level of respect for those groups of people. So again, I have no respect for this guy, is what he's saying. And he throws out a bunch of one-liners, really regurgitated SPLC smear pieces without any qualifying them. Well, even though he says he hasn't attended this church, this new church coming into his community. But he says, the article says, one of Campbell's views is that the Bible teaches homosexuality is a sin, as it is written in Romans 1:18 through 32. Campbell has released videos of online of his teachings, and some people simply do not agree with how he approaches certain matters, including homosexuality and other topics. So he's got a random person, this this writer has a random person, resident, saying, I don't like this guy coming into our community. And the next, and then it goes into the Bible teaches homosexuality is a sin. It goes on. This preacher, this conservative patriot pastor, said, I'm a street preacher. I go into public places and I proclaim the gospel. And that's what we're called to do, right? Basically, he said that he attended a lesbian, bisexual, homosexual parade to preach the gospel and tell these people to repent. It's a sin like any other sin, and it's not an unforgivable sin, but you need to repent. Now, there's a scripture, and we've talked about this. I just talked about this in a meeting that we were in the last week, some other Christians, about, I believe it was Isaiah. I should have pulled that scripture up. We are told to call them into repentance. Them meaning the world, the lost world, no matter what their sin is, to call them to repent. And if we don't, when they face judgment, we are held accountable. Their blood will be on our hands, our heads, because we did not call them to repentance. That's one of the things we're supposed to do, spread the gospel and call them to repentance. So you got a pastor doing this, and now he's some type of radical extremist who takes the Bible literally, a literal translation of the Bible. This is a controversial pastor who's basically saying homosexuality is a sin and you need to repent, and that's controversial. Now I have somebody who's calling themselves a Christian, a random resident, who's saying, this guy basically doesn't belong. I don't like this guy in our community. Essentially, that's what he's saying. He said that one wave that's hard to ignore is the marriage of religion and weapons in the Lordship Church. So here we go. You have a pastor who believes in carrying, and he carries a handgun, which many and more pastors are doing. For good reason. But he goes on to qualify his statement by saying that he's been to 30 churches in his lifetime, and there's been an accidental shooting in a church during a Sunday service. So that's a reason maybe for your pastor not to be armed. And he said, I went to a church to watch my legislators do a town hall, and the minister that prayed before the event took place was carrying a pistol. Looking at this gentleman's church and some of his videos, he feels it's necessary to carry. It's really confusing to me. This is part of the controversy now, because we have a pastor who carries. Now, many of our pastors actually carry firearms. And I want to point you to the Black Robe Regiment. If you haven't followed, if you're not familiar with the Black Robe Regiment, they call them that because under their black robes, they were wearing Revolutionary War uniforms. These are patriot pastors that are part of our heritage in the beginning of our country. And there are pastors today who share that same sentiment, that that's part of our heritage. And especially in today, and I say, patriots, go armed everywhere. Be prepared to protect life. And that's what these pastors are doing. And there's this pastor here that's now controversial because he opened up in prayer and he has a pistol on his hip. Now, we're talking North Idaho. This is a propaganda piece because they selected one person who had an objection to this pastor starting a new church in his community. They didn't track down another individual from that community to provide an opposing viewpoint. This is a setup. This is part of the marginalization and on the edge of demonization of a patriot pastor. But I want to encourage you to go to the nationalblackroberegiment.com, or you can go to Wall Builders and look up, just type in Black Robe Regiment. You can do an internet search for Black Robe Regiment, and you will find several websites dedicated to maintaining this part of our heritage and our history and keeping it alive. And many pastors are involved in today's Black Robe Regiment movement, which means to hold true to our Christian roots and our heritage. B.F. Morris, a historian, back in 1864 said this, "The ministers of the Revolution were, like the Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the Revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and service, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country." They're very much involved in the Revolution against tyranny and against oppression, and many of them are armed, and many of them led militias out of their own congregations in the fight for the United States to become a reality. So there was a pastor who is essentially cut from that same cloth, and the local newspaper apparently doesn't like it. They found an individual within their community to say, "I just don't understand why he needs to be armed." This Kelson said he was raised in the area, so he has all kinds of credibility now because he was raised in the area. Stands by the fact that there is little crime in Boundary County that would warrant carrying a gun into a grocery store, let alone a church. Now, I have to say, it doesn't matter why somebody else is carrying a firearm. It's none of your business, and it is their right. It is their God-given right, and it's enumerated in the Constitution. Why would you care? But maybe he's getting his 15 minutes of fame. Somebody asked him his opinion, and he gets to have his name in the newspaper. Now, he says he's not against gun ownership, but this is a common theme that we hear. "I'm not against firearms, but..." He thinks there should be a reason behind carrying a firearm, such as hunting to feed one's family. Well, what you mean is because there is a reason. Because this this pastor has said, "My family has been threatened by Muslims." But even if he had not, it doesn't matter. He has the right to self-defense and the right to carry a firearm. And there's plenty of historical precedents for it. So what you mean is there should be a reason that it's acceptable to you for a pastor to be able to carry a firearm. He said, "The guns that we carry are to feed our family. It's not a statement. I think they are making a statement," referring to this pastor. And so what if he is making a statement? What's it to you? He's not harming anyone. It's perfectly within his right, both legally and constitutionally, morally, it's his right. He says, "I don't question that," but that's not true. He is questioning that. Because then he says, "I have the right to play in the street, but I don't because it doesn't really make sense." Well, you're saying a pastor carrying a firearm doesn't really make sense to you. So since it doesn't make sense to you and you don't know our heritage and our history, then he shouldn't be, or this pastor coming into your community is now questionable. Now, this Kelson says responsible gun ownership includes being trained to use a weapon in every scenario. Not everybody commits to that level of training. Well, how do you know this pastor is not committed to that level of training? You don't know. And neither does this journalist that allowed this type of a statement in their article or this newspaper to allow those type of statements in their newspaper. But he says not everybody's committed to this level of training, so dangerous situations can escalate into tragedies. First of all, it's not your place to say what level of training somebody has. Secondly, it is their right. And third, are you claiming that somebody who's trained with a firearm could take a dangerous situation and escalate it into a tragedy? Like a bunch of people in a movie theater being mowed down, which is dangerous, right? Because if somebody had a firearm that could stop the active shooter, that could have escalated into a tragedy. This type of thinking puzzles me. So there's a pastor who has actually received death threats, though, he and against his families. And they're also, of course, accusing the pastor of having racist beliefs, which is interesting because they've also adopted a child of a different race, but it's also very telling here because you can see the agenda, just like saying that the folks up at Marble, Washington, are racist, even though they have two black pastors living at Marble, one of which is on the Marble, their staff. So more propaganda continues to come forward against the Patriots. Let me go on to those really interesting parts. Actually, you know what? Let's take a break. I just wanted to talk about this article, but let's take a quick break. Let's come back. This segment is brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com. Custom-made holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And check them out. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, segment two on this beautiful Saturday, amazing Independence Day, four-day weekend. Hopefully you guys are out there being safe, shooting guns, riding four-wheelers, and just enjoying your freedom. Remember what Independence Day is really all about. Segment two, by the way, is brought to you by our friends down in St. Mary's, Idaho at RiverfrontSuites.com. Fully furnished suites about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Check them out at RiverfrontSuites.com today. Now, if you're joining us late, I was talking about an article that just came out, essentially as a propaganda hit piece to begin smearing a brand new pastor to a community who carries a handgun. Of course, you know, they got to throw in the racist thing. They've got to throw in all the smear one-liners that essentially was probably fed to them by the SPLC, or they got it from the SPLC, because if you're a patriot and conservative and you're effective, especially if you're in a position of leadership, you are going to be attacked. So this journalist from the Bonner County newspaper, not Bonner County, Bonner's Ferry newspaper in Boundary County, managed to locate a random resident there in Bonner's Ferry to say, he's very suspicious, essentially, what he's saying, of this pastor because he carries a gun and he believes in the Bible's literal meanings. And so now he's casting doubt on this pastor and is really his legitimacy. Should he even be in our county? Should he even be in our city? It's the seed that's being planted. So he says, this random citizen chosen by this journalist, says they have the right to move here. They have the right to have their church here, and they have the right to have their views. But what people don't understand is that with all the freedoms we have, we do not have a freedom without consequences. So what are those consequences of a pastor carrying a gun? It could make an active shooter situation worse. Maybe could it be the message of a armed pastor? What about that scares you? Because he says he carries a gun. I'm confused because, you know, that bringing that fear into our community. Well, who's the fearful one? This pastor, I know him. He's not fearful. He just simply carries a gun. It's his right. And he also has other insurance policies in place for his vehicle and his house and everything else. And he carries a gun also as an insurance policy. And he doesn't dread. He doesn't fear. But who's the fearful one? Is the fearful one is the notion of a pastor seen with a firearm while he opened in prayer for a legislator giving about ready to give a speech. But he says, I don't understand how you can dislike, talking about homosexuals or Islam, he doesn't really say. He says, I don't understand how you can dislike a portion of society because they're a little bit different. Really? And here you are, expressing your dislike for a person in your society because they're a little different, because you don't understand why a pastor should carry a firearm. Now they're a little bit different and you don't really like it. You're willing to actually help put together a newspaper article saying how you don't like it, but then you don't understand how someone like him might not be able to dislike somebody, a portion of society, because they're a little different. This is interesting. He says, from what I remember from my Bible, is that God is the only one to judge. It's not our place to do that, and I don't think it's necessary to do that from a pulpit. Well, what's interesting is that, once again, your statements are not matching up, because you're casting judgment on this pastor, while at the same time saying he shouldn't be passing judgment. Only God should be passing judgment, but then you're doing it. So see the duplicity of the leftist agenda against patriots. And should it be from the, should this be done from the pulpit? One pastor, Reverend Charles Finney, who lived from 1792 to 1875, said this to say, if there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Once again, that was Reverend Charles Finney. So here is a pastor who's standing for our heritage and believes that the Bible and the word in the Bible is literal and it should be taken that as such. Now, this person shouldn't be doing that in our community, says a supposed other Christian who just simply doesn't understand why a pastor would want to carry a firearm and take the word of God literally. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. I just wanted to point it out. Wanted to talk about it briefly. There's lots of other stuff to talk about, but I will just leave it at that. I'm going to be talking tomorrow night, Sunday evening for our 8 p.m. podcast about this and several other topics that I want to key in on. American exceptionalism. That's what I'll be winding up this Independence Day four-day weekend with. Anyway, you guys have a blessed and safe rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.